West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, TLG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Harfor and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.
You like that guy? And we're in Marshfield, Missouri tonight for Ozark Mountain Conference basketball as the West Plains Zizzers play the Marshfield Blue Jays as this basketball season starts to get whittled down to the very end of the regular campaign with districts coming up. Tonight it's the Zizzers who are 8-13. They got whacked by Branson last Friday night at West Plains High School by a score of, I believe the score is 88-69. I will verify that. But the bottom line, no, the final score was 85-67, and Branson ends up winning the game by 18 points. The Zizzers are 8-13 on the year. Marshfield is 8-14. These two seasons have been kind of running congruently as far as record results against opponents, and West Plains has had just an all over the map last couple of weeks. In particular, you just look at last week at Bolivar, when West Plains played so well in the first half of that game against the Liberators, only to see it all come apart in the second half and only have one player score in the second half, and that was 10 points at Bolivar. 59-50 was the final score. West Plains only scored in the fourth quarter. They only scored 10 points. And Jared Kraft scored them all in the second half. He had 16 points. We're going to get a violation on the Zizzers moving on the opening tip. So it'll be Marshfield basketball as this game starts. The Jays in white and blue. Zizzers in the red and white. First possession of the ball game. A quick shot for a three from the left wing is no good. Jared Kraft gets a rebound. In the left corner, the Zizzers will move it around the perimeter. And Marshfield is in a 2-3 zone defense, it looks like. Cobb sets from way outside. A three is good. They just let him stand there about 4 feet behind the line, and Caleb Cobb drilled it. This West Plains team, man, there's nice. They can shoot the basketball. Here's a shot in the middle, blocked by Jared Kraft. Great defensive play as he came over and swatted Silas Chad's hook shot attempt. At the point, now at the elbow, bounce pass inside. Aiden Judd goes up, and he gets fouled on the shot, so he'll shoot two. So a good start for West Plains. A minute 10 in and ahead, 3-0. Aiden Judd, who, like a lot of people, didn't score the other night very much. First try here is good. Aiden had 5 points against Branson. And another free throw here is good. Held his mouth just right as it bounced about 3 times on the rim. Marshfield back with it in the corner. They turn the ball over again, picked up by Miller. Ethan Miller into the front court. Jared Kraft, Caleb Cobb, Jacob Moore, Aiden Judd. Now in the corner, Kraft for a three, air ball. And Ethan Miller on the opposite side there. Down the key all the way. Couchy puts it up. No good. Rebound taken down by Jacob Moore. Long up the floor, Kraft goes baseline in, gets hung up midair, lost the ball out of bounds, stripped away by Marshfield. 6:13 to go in the first, 5-0 to West Plains. Marshfield just been up and down this year. Inbound pass, left corner, Cobb, three, good. Caleb Cobb with a couple threes here in the early going. 8-0, good start for West Plains in the corner. Back to the point. Couchy behind the back pass underneath. Good feed, layup is up and in. Nice pass to Carson Adams that time. Posted up on the low block, got a behind the back pass and a lay-in. 8-2 score. Caleb Cobb out front. They'll have to guard him now. He's made a pair of threes. Now on the left side, Kraft. Wide open, takes the baseline, pull up. 10-foot jump shot, good. Jared Kraft's first bucket of the night. West Plains up 10-2. Right wing, long three is good. Hunter Freiman knocks down the three. Freiman, a 6'2 senior. In the right corner, it's Jacob Moore, dribbles out, picks it up. Back in the corner now. Out to Kraft, dribbles over, pulls up, shoots a two, foot on the line, no good. Rebound, Judd had it, lost it again, still loose. Now finally, Marshfield comes away with it. Long up the floor, 3-on-1 break in the corner. Right wing shot for a three is no good. They like to play fast. They want to play fast. I don't know how good they are at playing fast, but they try. Here's a whistle. We get an official's timeout. 30-second timeout by West Plains. 10-5 score, 4:48 to go in the first. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Hawkins Home and Lawn. Best brands, best service since 67.
Hi, this is Anna. This Valentine's Day, make your sweetheart feel truly special with a gift of comfort and style. At Hawkins Home and Lawn, we are celebrating love with a sweetheart sale. Here's a deal that says, I love you, buy any sofa and get a love seat half off, plus 25% off every recliner in the store. Hurry into our West Plains and Mountain Grove stores today, where love gets comfy.
Your basketball on Hot Country KDY.
A nice crowd has gathered tonight here at Marshfield High School to watch this Ozark Mountain Conference game between the Zizzers and the Jays. And Kraft will throw the ball inbounds to Caleb Cobb. And it's still, I think it is, still the starting five for West Plains. Caleb Cobb, Ethan Miller, Jared Kraft, Jacob Moore, and Aiden Judd. At the point, Cobb steps in, thought about it, on the right side. Now Kraft in the corner, out to Cobb. Three ball, open again, and this time it's no good. Rebound, Jacob Moore. He'll turn, trap, red, bounce pass across to Miller, hook pass back to Kraft on the baseline. Feet across, and here's Judd, little layup, is up, no good, too soft. Rebound tipped over and picked up by the Jays. Front court right side to the corner. It's Hunter Freiman. Spins in, puts it up, and a whistle before the shot. So Cobb gets the foul, and that'll be his first foul. And it'll be Marshfield ball on the side. That's the first foul on West Plains in the middle. Pump fake up high off the board and good. And Carson Adams, who is 6'5", back down. Aiden Judd in the low block and got the basket. 10-7 game. Out of the zone defense, Marshfield works on the left side. Cobb has it. Baseline, Jacob Moore, back out to Cobb in the corner. Caleb kicks it over, skip pass to the right wing, Kraft. Baseline all the way in, puts it up, no good. But he got fouled, and he'll shoot two with 3:26 to play in the first quarter here at Marshfield. Carson Adams will pick up his first foul. Kraft at the line. And first try, good. I believe they did sub Evan Cucci back in the ball game. At a guard spot, he is a 6'1 sophomore. Next one good for Jared Kraft, and he makes them both. And now West Plains has a 5-point lead. Marshfield, office ball deflected, stolen. Kraft has it, going back the other way. Takes it all the way through, steps through, lays it up, missed it. Now Marshfield shoots a three from the left wing, no good. Rebound fought for, tied up, Judd has it. Got some size. I think Marshfield might be a little better served to play a little more half court because they've got some pretty good guys inside. Here's Josiah Long from the corner for three. No good. Rebound taken by Marshfield. Back from left to right in the white. They'll put it on the floor, and we'll get a holding foul out front. That could be the second foul. And it is on Caleb Cobb, his second. So Miller out, Miller in. Cobb goes out for West Plains. Here's the inbound play. Out front, Hunter Freiman on the wing. Ball tipped out of bounds by Josiah Long. Gavin Kinslow checks in for West Plains. So now it's Gavin, Josiah Long, Jared Kraft, Aiden Judd, and Ethan Miller. Freiman drives in all the way to the basket. Blocked by Judd. Terrific defensive play. Here he comes on the break with it. Gives it back to Kinslow on the left side to Miller. Ethan Miller hasn't had a lot of looks at the basket here lately. Now Kraft shoots a three ball from the wing. Oh, good. Rebound. There's Judd. Pump fake. Goes up and scores. There's where being strong comes in handy. Aiden Judd's got four, and it's 14-7 game. Ball knocked out of bounds at the other end by Kinslow and stays with Marshfield. Inbound play, Freiman. Dribbles in, wraparound pass to the low block to Adams. He posts up on Judd. Curls over the top, left-hand scoop layup, good. Adams is a pretty good player. He's got six. He's good around the basket. Left corner, Kinslow with it. West Plains up 14-9, 1:52 to go. Ball tipped away, picked up by Kinslow, and he goes up inside and gets fouled by Adams. The ball was deflected inside directly to the left corner, and Kinslow was moving that way anyway. And that'll be the second foul on Carson Adams. First free throw by Gavin is up, no good. One more try for Gavin Kinslow. And it is no good. And the rebound comes off to Marshfield. Front court, right wing. Here's a quick three. No good. Long to the corner. Chased down by Kraft, and he stepped out of bounds. Two turnovers on each team. 1:40 left in the first quarter. Jays on the inbound. Silas Shad across court to the top. Hunter Freiman. Now over on the left, they curl over the top with Cucci, and he'll fall back and shoot a jump shot. No good. Rebound inside. They trap. Now back out to the left corner. On the baseline. Back out. It goes to the point. Cucci again. No good. Tipped across. Loose. Picked up inside and lost out of bounds. Last touch by West Play. 109 left in the first quarter. On the inbound, the lob out front. Silas Shad has it. Gives it back to Freiman. Now they'll dribble in with it. Freiman kicks it far left corner. Wide open three is in and out. The rebound, Freiman got it, put it up and in with one hand. He grabbed the rebound one-handed and just put it back up and in. He's got five. West Plains back on offense. 40 seconds left in the first quarter. 14-11, West Plains. Left corner, Gavin Kinslow, back to the point, stolen. All the way in, layup is good. That was Cannon Thornhill with the bucket off the steal. Now West Plains with 15 seconds and another ball stolen, picked up by the Jays. They come back 2-on-1. Feed it across. Layup blocked off the backboard by Kraft. And now we'll get a whistle and a foul call on the rebound. Behind the play, Ethan Miller slow getting up. And the Zizzers will get Bronson Dunbar in for Aiden Judd. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Here's the inbound play. Long will play it to Kraft, and he'll wait to pick it up at midcourt. Here he goes. Crossover, gets in, kicks it to the corner. Aiden Judd with a three at the horn. It's no good, too hard. That's the end of the first quarter. With a score after one, West Plains off to a 10-2 start. Lead at 14-13. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So if you're looking to sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty in a new location at 740 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
8 minutes in, the next eight on the board and ready to go in the second quarter as West Plains leads the Marshfield Blue Jays 14-13 here at Marshfield High School tonight. Marshfield will be a host site for the girls' district for West Plains. The boys have to drive to Outer Mongolia. To the right corner, Josiah Long lost it, turned it over, too much dribbling, long pass ahead. They throw it over again, throw it back to us as they tried to get it up the floor quickly, and it was too quick. Out of bounds it flew. West Plains right now with Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, Aiden Judd, and Bronson Dunbar. Deflected pass. We try to throw everything over the top and get so many passes deflected or helium balled. Bounce pass in, another bad pass, stolen. Take it to the rim, Thornhill up, no good, partially blocked, and West Plains comes away with it, and they throw it away again, and tipped out of bounds by Marshfield. After starting pretty sharp on offense, West Plains hasn't scored in a while. Josiah Long in the corner, out to Kraft. Free throw line, he's open, he shoots, he scores. Maybe that'll get us off the schneid a little, 16-13 now. At the point, Long three for the tie is no good. Rebounded by Jacob Moore, and he's fouled on the rebound. Third foul on Carson Adams for Marshfield. That will blow a big hole in the side of their boat because he'll have to go to the bench for the rest of the half. That's 7 minutes. So Kraft will bring the ball up the court, and with Adams out of the game, they'll make the inside a little more accessible. Josiah Long out to Kraft. Ball away from 12 feet. Good. Jared Kraft has eight. 18-13. Out front, Cucci drives. High off the board with the left hand. That's Silas Shad. Silas Shad with the bucket. Shad is a 6'3 junior. They've got some size. And here's the lob to the left side. Baseline, Josiah Long. Out to Kraft, open, 13-foot jumper, wide open, good. He's got the rhythm going right now. And now ball thrown out of bounds, but it's going to be a turnover on Marshfield on a walk. Gavin Kinslow comes in for Aiden Judd. 20-15. Claims by five, 2 minutes into the second quarter. Kraft drives the lane, kicks it to the corner, wide open. Bronson Dunbar for a three, no good. Rebound Long, Long up the floor. Nobody back on defense as the safety and the layup is good. Thornhill has four now. Out front, Josiah Long. 20-17, West Plains. Into the low block, it'll reach in foul be called on Silas Shad from Marshfield. So the Jays will get Trenton Rosenthal back in the ball game off the bench. He's a 6'1 junior, and West Plains will throw it in with Josiah Long. Kraft catches, shoots, 10-foot fall away is good. He's got it going now. He's got 12. Now a reach-in foul on Jacob Moore on a curl over the middle that time. The last two games, West Plains has been plagued with foul problems. In the last two games, they have committed, been called for a total of 51 fouls. That's a lot. Now a foul, a hand check out front. That'll be on the Scissors, and that'll be on Jared Kraft. Five 16 to go in the half. It's senior night at Marshfield. In the corner, catch and shoot for a three by Thornhill. No good. Rebound to the Scissors. And Jared Kraft will handle it at the point. Cross-court pass, Josiah Long. Tough fake, shoots a three way off the mark. Rebounded to the corner, tipped out of bounds by the Jays. Should be West Plains ball, and it is. Aiden Judd back in for Bronson Dunbar. 22-17. Inbound pass is going to go back court, but it was evidently deflected. West Plains keeps it. Josiah Long in the lane. Back outside on the wing to the point. Aiden Judd, left side. Josiah's got another three look, and that's off the back iron. Rebound, Judd up, and no good, but a foul on the play. He had two white shirts on each side of him, but he got the rebound. Aiden Judd will go to the line. Last foul was on Boyd Messick. He is a 6'6 freshman, and the free throw is good by Aiden Judd. Next try, good. Aiden, 4 out of 4 from the line, and he has 6 points. 24-17. Cucci drives in. Scoop shot, no good. That is a really bad shot. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Marshfield. Very, very low percentage shot and low chance of success. Jacob Moore in the front court, right wing. Moore makes that long over. Aiden Judd sets and shoots a three, and it's good. 27-17. In the lane, bounce pass under, thrown away, out of bounds. Marshfield throws it away for the sixth time in the first half. Riker Letterman will check in now for Marshfield. He's a 6'2 junior. Now the front court whistle travel violation as Garrett Crapp brought it up. And tangled feet leads to turnover number 7 on West Plains. Adam Thornhill is the head coach for Marshfield. Seth Huddleston for West Plains. Down the lane. Merritt kicks it outside. Right point, 3 is good. Riker Letterman, just in the ballgame, hits a 3. It's 27-20. West Plains won the freshman game here tonight. Marshfield won the JV. Ken Sloat over to Moore. Back to Gavin. 3 ball from the left wing is way off. Rebound knocked away from Cucci, but he gets it back. Long up the floor to the left corner. Curly in the middle. Laid it up. No good. Kinsler partially blocked. Put back up and in by Boyd Messick. In the front court, Kinsler underneath. Pump back. Goes up inside and scores. Got a good pass from Kraft out front. And Gavin with his first basket. We get a foul on West Plains now in the front court. 3 minutes to go in the half. Josiah Long with his first. Fryman back in the ball game for the Jays, but Adams still on the bench. Inside pass to the corner. Open shot for another 3 is no good. Rebound over the back, foul will be called. And that'll be on Messick. Boyd Messick. That's already 3 on him. So the 6'6 freshman will have to go to the bench for 3 fouls. And already Carson Adams, their 6'5 senior, has 3 fouls. Now the whistles blow and Marshfield's coach was standing on the floor talking to a couple of his players like there was a stoppage or a timeout. Be either a warning or a technical foul. And it's not going to be anything. More than likely. No, it is. How about that? So a technical foul is called on the play as the ball was in play. Coach Thornhill was on the court talking to a couple of his players. So at the very least, delay a game. And at the line, Jared Kraft to shoot. First try is around and around and good. Jared has 13 points here in the first half. Next try. Good. 14 for the West Plains senior, and it's now 31-22 in West Plains ball at midcourt. I don't think I've ever seen that before. In a season of I've never seen that before, that's the newest one. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Game going on. Coach is standing on the court talking to one of his players. Here's a drive by Josiah Long down the middle of the lane. Lays it in with the left hand. Good. Now shot from the deep corner for a 3 is good by Cucci. West Plains ball. Now Josiah drives all the way to the hole, and he got fouled. Riker Letterman gets a foul, number 1 on him. And with these 2-6-6 kids out of the ballgame, that should make the lane far more accessible and be able to get to the basket and draw more fouls. Josiah Long will be the shooter. First is good. Next try with 2:21 to go in the half is no good. Rebound, Aiden Judd gets it. Kraft at the point. Down the key, right hand running layup back against his body, no good, but a foul called on the play. Priman gets the foul. Number one on him, and so Jared Kraft back to the free throw line. It's becoming readily obvious. And Marshfield doesn't really have anybody that can stay with Jared Kraft. Here's the free throw, number one, good. Fifteen for the senior. One more try. And good. 36-25. Down the key. Here's a drive up and good. Nice move that time by Thornhill, who curled from the right wing over the top. Got to go with the right hand. Now the front court, Josiah Long all the way in. Puts it up off the board and good. And foul the play and the basket count. It is very soft in the middle right now, this Marshfield zone defense. Third foul on Silas Shad. They've got three guys with three fouls. Easton Hyder will check in at a guard spot for Silas Shad. Goes out with three. Free throw is no good. Rebound. Judd had it. Lost it. Picked up by Josiah. Right elbow. Here's Moore driving. He missed it on an air ball and kicked out and back to Marshfield up the right sideline. Here's a pull-up shot by Priman. Up and good. He took it right through the basket and shot it over Aiden Judd. 38-29. Long in the front court. Kraft baseline. Pull up. 15-foot jumper. Air ball. Put back up by Kinslow. Good. Gavin Kinslow. There's a bank shot that'll go for Priman again, so he's quickly back at the game. And now Jacob Moore at the other end gets a layup as Marshfield does not get back on defense that time. Right wing, quick three again is no good. Rebound to Kraft. West Plains comes back, three on two. Get it in the middle, they do. Bounce across. Here's Aiden Judd, goes up, no good, tipped over, picked up by Marshfield. They'll come back two on two. To the right wing, wide open, Priman with a three, no good. And it's tipped over out of bounds by West Plains. No, it'll be West Plains' ball. Jacob Moore will bring the ball up the floor, gets it across the timeline. Double team, back it goes behind him. Josiah Long, right elbow, 15-footer, good. Josiah's got seven. 28 seconds to go in the half. 44-31, West Plains. Down the key all the way. Right-hand runner by Thornhill won't go. Rebound, Aiden Judd pulls away from everybody. And now the last shot time for the Zizzers. Kraft out high. Dribbles in. Inside pass. Pump fake up by Judd. No good, but a foul. And that was a situation they probably would have gone for one, but it was so open inside. Jared Kraft got it to Aiden Judd, who got fouled. Second foul call on Riker Letterman. So the free throw shooter again will be Aiden Judd. He's been good tonight at the line. He is 4 out of 4. First try works. Aiden now double figures with 10. And good again. Thornhill now for Marshfield with 3 seconds at the left side in the corner. Launching a long three at the horn. No good. That's the end of the first half. And West Plains really put it on him in the second quarter of this game. West Plains scored 32 points in that quarter. That is a crazy number. They outscored him 32-18. And at the half, it's West Plains 46 and Marshfield 31. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Do you have assisted devices that you no longer need, such as a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, or shower chair? You can donate it to Ozark Independent Living. They will in turn give it to someone in need. It's local people helping local people. Ozark Independent Living in West Plains at 1098 Avenue, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
Is it time to clean out the garage or storage building? If so, consider donating unneeded items to the Habitat Restore in West Plains. The Habitat Restore will in turn sell your items at a low price to someone who likes it. Great idea, right? The items you donate are tax deductible, and when they are sold, all the money goes toward building a new home for a family in need. The Habitat Restore at 1109 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, helping families one home at a time.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply. If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
We're back at Marshfield for a second half of Scissor Basketball. It's about 7 minutes from right now. But that, in the first half, West Plains led after one, 14-13. And then in the second quarter, they just exploded. Once Carson Adams for Marshfield went to the bench with his third foul, and then especially after Boyd Messick, their 6'6 freshman, went to the bench with his third, I mean, the middle just opened wide up, wide open, and opened up for West Plains repeatedly, and they scored 32 points in the second quarter. That's just a crazy number. In the first half, here's the way the scoring happened. First of all, for West Plains, Jared Kraft leading the way. He's had it going tonight. He's got 16. Aiden Judd has contributed 11. Caleb Cobb made a couple of threes early. He's got 6. Josiah Long off the bench has 7. Gavin Kinslow off the bench has 4. And Jacob Moore has 2. Hunter Fryman leads Marshfield. He's got 9 points at the break. I had both teams, well, I had West Plains 7 turnovers and Marshfield with 6. And the free throw shooting has been perfect tonight. Well, not quite perfect, but it has been great. West Plains 13 out of 17 in the first half. And Marshfield hasn't missed a free throw. But then again, they haven't shot a free throw. So West Plains outscoring Marshfield from the line 13-0. They lead it by 15, 46-31. We'll take our last three-minute break of the half and come back and take a look ahead. We've got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff coming up sports-wise here on the radio between now and Sunday. Three-minute break, back in three on KDY.
Do you need help living independently? Look no further than Ozark Independent Living in West Plains. Ozark Independent Living provides help with consumer-directed services, where you choose the services you need and the people to help. You are the boss with Ozark Independent Living at 109 8th Avenue in West Plains, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new HughesNet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
And we're just about ready to start the second half between West Plains and Marshfield here in Marshfield tonight, 46-31. West Plains with the advantage here. And as we get closer to the weekend, of course, the Scissors will be at home on Friday night, and that's actually going to be a doubleheader because it'll be Carl Junction coming and the varsity girls game will precede the boys contest, and we'll have that game, the girls game, followed by the boys' contest between the two schools. So we'll have that coming up on Friday. Then Saturday at noon, it'll be Grizzly baseball. And then right after that, at 4 o'clock, we'll drive across the railroad tracks and we'll broadcast the Grizzly basketball game with State Fair. Seth Huddleston has his team gathered around. And the big key here is to get after Marshfield quick. Don't sit back on your heels and let them get back in the ball game. They're down by 15 points. They've got kids that can score the basketball. So you don't want to let them, you don't want to give them any life here and let them get up off the floor. And we're ready to start and are starting the second half of play. Put both teams and their starting fives out there. Alley-oop on the back door. Pass is up and good, and that's the way the half starts. Silas Shad on an alley-oop back door lays it up and in. Good set play to start the half. See, a lot of teams run that play to start the half. Caleb Cobb over. Ethan Miller in the corner. Judd, bad pass inside to Moore. Stolen. Marshfield back. Right-hand scoop layup is up and good by Carson Adams. 46-35, and I wouldn't let this go very long. If you come up empty here and they score, it'd be a good idea to hit the reset button. Jared Kraft has it right now, though. He's guarded by Fryman out front on the left side to the corner. Caleb Cobb, who sat a lot in the first half with two fouls. Out front, long pass to the corner, thrown away. There's timeout. 1 minute played. Marshfield has cut a 15-point game down to 11. And it's West Plains 46 and Marshfield 35. This is going to be a 30. We'll just go ahead and keep it here as the teams gather on the sideline. You're kind of anxious when the half starts slow like this because it brings back to mind Bolivar. At Bolivar, West Plains was up at the half 34-26 and just quit scoring. Just plumb quit scoring. They scored a total of 16 points in the second half. Jared Kraft scored all 16. Here we go. Back to play. Marshfield ball in the backcourt. Hunter Fryman will play it now. Evan Cucci at the point. The left-handed kid gets it over. Now to Shad at the right point. Adams puts it on the floor. Long, long three is in and out. Rebounded by Kraft. Off the miss that time by Thornhill. You need a bucket. Cobb steps into a three. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound. Jacob Moore has it. Curls to the middle, back out front. Cobb thought about it, kicks it over and out. Lob to the low block, knocked away, picked up, bounced over, pump fake. Moore goes up, no good, dipped long, picked up by Marshfield. They come back 4-on-2, right behind the back pass. Fryman on the low block left side, forces up the shot, won't go, tipped across, picked up. Well, I thought we were going to pick it up in the corner. Jared Kraft didn't pick it up, he got poked in the eye. And so he's going to have to come out of the ball game. Josiah Long will come in. So Marshfield has scored the first four of the second half. Inbound play out front. Marshfield basketball, they're down by 11. Low block. Here's the lead-in shot up and good by Fryman. Hunter Fryman has 11. It's 46-37. Miller out front. Low block. Judd knocked away and stolen, and a foul on Judd trying to get the ball back in the backcourt. Hayden Judd will pick up his first foul. Three turnovers on West Plains in the first 2.5 minutes of the second half. Thornhill front court. Turns the baseline, drives in, hangs, shoots, and scores. ...8-0 now in the second half. In the corner, Judd. Big three. Won't go. Rebound tipped up. Controlled. Now back to Judd. Leans in. Got blocked. And back to Marshfield. Three on three. Down the key all the way. Layup is good. 46-41. Still no points in the second half after 3 minutes. Miller, ball tip, backcourt, run down by Cobb. He'll dribble in, underneath, good move to Judd, puts it up off the glass and good. Got it to Judd on the low block. Needed that badly, 48-41. Down the lane. They'll cut the dribble off, Thornhill will force the shot, in and out, rebound, tip over, picked up by Judd. And West Plains back, and they can get this thing back maybe to a 10-point lead. Josiah Long inside, ball lost, he got fouled, and that'll be against Marshfield. That is number 4 on Carson Adams. Yes, that's exactly what West Plains needed there. So Adams at 6'5 goes out, Silas Shad goes out, 6'3, so they don't get much smaller though, if at all. Boyd Messick, 6'6 back in the game, pass underneath. Up by Judd, no good. But a foul is called. That may be on Messick, and that'll be his fourth. So Messick with 4, Adams with 4, and now they'll have to put Shad right back in the game. So now, free throw by Aiden, no good. Now Marshfield finds themselves in the exact predicament they were in the first half when West Plains just went nuts and scored 32 points. Free throw, no good, and the rebound to Marshfield. Pass across, bad pass out of bounds, thrown away by Thornhill, turnover on the Jays. Gavin Kinslow is checking in for Caleb Cobb. Josiah Long in the backcourt. On the right side to the point, Jacob Moore. Dribbles in, gives it back. 14-foot jump shot by Josiah, no good, and there's no one back on defense. Drive and layup is good. Another timeout, 3:57 to go. Marshfield in this quarter has outscored West Plains 12-2, and it's now a 5-point game, 48-43, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Across the country, drivers are reaping the rewards of safer driving with State Farm. That's because they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm and getting 10% just by signing up, plus up to an additional 30% down the road for safe driving. How about you? Are you ready to drive safe and save? Call me, Justin Shelby, State Farm, in West Plains and in Houston to learn more today.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Is the score. The Scissors had a halftime lead of 46-31. Marshfield's outscored him 12-2, starting the second half. It'll be Josiah Long throwing the ball in the backcourt. Jacob Moore has it back to Josiah. Up the floor, down the front court. Moore dribbles in, back to Josiah, drives the lane, circles back out, hands it to Kraft. He's in the left corner. Goes baseline, wrap around, feeds it back, lost ball, picked up by Judd, up strong and good. Aiden Judd has both buckets for the Scissors in the half, 50-43. Thornhill, he'll penetrate, puts it up on the left-hand drive, good. Split the defense. Thornhill with 10. He normally starts. Did not tonight at senior night. Here's Josiah Long. He'll drive from the baseline. Puts it up and good. He circled over the top. Then cut hard down the lane. 9-4 Josiah. Now here's a drive by Cucci at the other side. And his little teardrop floater is good from the right baseline. Cucci had 7. West Plains back, 4-on-2. Feed it back. Josiah in the paint. 10-foot jumper. Hangs, shoots, and scores. Marshfield back quickly. They want to play fast. They really do. On the baseline, Cucci feeds it outside, inside, out, left corner. Shad with a 3-ball, no good. Rebound, it's going to be fought for and controlled by Jared Kraft for West Plains. 2:30 left in the third quarter, West Plains by 7. They withstood the rush by Marshfield. We're outscored 12-2, and now it's stabilized back to a 7-point game. It's 15th to half. Here's a 3 from the left side. Banked in by Josiah Long. From the left side, that's a big shot. Josiah's got 7.5. Now another shot for a 3 on the other end, no good. Stolen. Cucci goes up and scores. That's very careless. West Plains back. Here's a shot up and good. And with 1:49 to go, Jacob Moore got the bucket. For West Plains, he has 4 points. Now ball lost by the Jays at the other end. 59-49. I like teams that play fast, but you got to be equipped to play fast. And it's a lot more complicated than just going quick as you can. Here's Judd in the paint on the feet from Moore. Muscles it up and in. That's being strong right there. Aiden Judd having a heck of a good night. 17 points. And here's a 3-ball. That's up and good by Hunter Fryman. 5.5 for him and 14 for the game. Long front court. Pull up. 12-foot jump shot. Front of the iron. No good. Rebound put back up and no good by Moore. But foul is called on the play. With Adams and Messick out of the game, Marshfield is so vulnerable inside. You can get any shot you want there in that in the key somewhere. First free throw is no good by Jacob Moore. He'll get one more. Third foul call on Riker Letterman for Marshfield. Moore misses the first with one more to come. West Plains 13 for 17 from the line in the first half. 0 for 4 here in the second half, and that one's no good. Cucci up front to the low block. They post up inside with Fryman, double teamed, and he got fouled. Foul be on West Plains, and that'll be on Aiden Judd, a blocking foul. Well, one thing about it, West Plains has certainly got their foul number down, way down tonight. In the quarter, here's a force 3, no good. Judd with a rebound, Aiden Judd with a rebound. 61-52, West Plains by 9. 49 seconds left in the third. Josiah Long baseline, had it ripped away, got it back, and now West Plains resets. Jared Kraft not in the ball game right now. At the point, Cobb. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Judd dribbles down, bounces it back outside to Cobb. In the right corner, Judd with the ball. The Marshfield section chance boring. You know what's not boring? Being ahead by 9. And a foul on a 3 by Aiden Judd in the right corner. In the act of shooting, so he'll get 3 shots. Not many worse plays than fouling the 3-point shooter. That'll be the first foul on Rosenthal for Marshfield. First try by Aiden Judd is good. .18 points so far tonight for Aiden Judd. 10-point game. Number two is good. All right, Jim Levert, if he makes this, it's a hat trick, so throw your hat across the room if this one goes in. 63-52, 11.6 to go in the quarter, and good. Tis a hat trick for Aiden Judd. He missed his first two free throws this half. He's made three in a row now. Out front, Cucci over to Thornhill. To the right corner, Cucci drives the baseline. Up the horn and good. That should count, and it will. Evan Cucci with a bucket at the horn. We go to the fourth quarter. West Plains up by 10, 64-54. Jared Kraft checking back in for the Scissors, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Taylor Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the Southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
You never know when we may have a big ice storm. In the Ozarks, it could happen any time during the winter months. Butler Heating and Air can install a whole house Generac generator to ease your mind and keep your house cozy warm just in case it happens. Give them a call today for a free estimate for a reliable Generac generator.
BHA, Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time.
If you're wanting to add power to your farm, now is the time. With Kubota and Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Get the Kubota MX6000 with 60 horsepower now for only $38,000 with zero down, 4.9 APR for 84 months with approved credit now through 2/28/26. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Planning a private party, Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Fun Center, a country club for all, is the place. Reserve a private room with a private server. Get four pizzas and drinks for one low price. Play indoor golf and get an armband for the arcade. Check their brand new salad bar out. That's full of goodies. Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Center, 2 miles past Walmart on the left in West Plains.
Basketball season is here, and just like the Zizzers bring power to the court, Cape Electrical Supply brings power to your projects. Whether you're a contractor, business, or do-it-yourselfer, get the electrical supplies you need to make a slam dunk. From wiring and lighting to tools and expert advice, in West Plains and online, call 417-256-5175. Your trusted teammate, Cape Electrical Supply, powering our community one connection at a time.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A. O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. We switch lanes on the highway. Here's an easy way for you to switch. Switch and save with State Farm agent Justin Shelby. Start saving today. The Justin Shelby State Farm team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Justin Shelby State Farm, it's easy to switch and save. Just give us a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Hot Country, KDY, 102.5. Big Jim with you at 8:31. We're getting ready to go back to Zizzer basketball action in just a moment. So stick around, and we'll be back to it in just a minute here on Hot Country, KDY.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
This is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Listen up. Chick Days is going on now at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Due to increasing demand, quantities will be limited. So pre-order now on first-come, first-served basis. More and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings. A freezer full of fresh chicken and continuous harvest of fresh eggs. So order now. Plus, we have all your poultry products, feed, waterers, feeders, and much more. Come on in today and see us for Chick Days.
We come back to Marshfield after some technical problems, and at the defensive end, a charge is drawn by West Plains, and that will give them the ball back with 4:04 to go in the ball game. Again, phone problems, what can you do? 76-75, 66 is where we're at right now. He fouled out. Carson Adams just fouled out of the ball game for Marshfield. That blows a hole in their boat big time. 75-66 with 4:04 to go. Carson Adams fouls out with 8 points. And so now, West Plains with a basketball. On the right elbow to the corner, it's Jacob Moore. Curls over the top all the way. Lays it up and good. And a foul in the play, and the basket will count. 77-66. The foul on Evan Cucci is second. And so we're going to get timeout call with 3:53 to go in the ballgame. Instead of taking timeouts at 30 anyway, we'll recap what has happened here in the fourth quarter. West Plains started the fourth ahead by 10, 64-54. And in the quarter, Jared Kraft has two, Jacob Moore has two, and Josiah Long has two, four for Aiden Judd. And Aiden continues to have a terrific night tonight. He's got, scoreboard says, 24 for him and 18 for Kraft. And that would appear to be about right. 77-66. The guard, Cannon Thornhill, for Marshfield has brought them back a little bit, but West Plains, especially now with Adams fouled out of the ballgame. Here's a free throw, no good. ...77-66, still time left, but Marshfield's got to pick up the pace. West Plains defense needs to keep them from getting to the basket like that. Fryman drives in, missed it as it hit the bottom of the rim, and the rebound, Jacob Moore. Kraft now in the front court. We're in no hurry. 3:31 to go, so we'll shoot a three. In the corner, Josiah Long in and out. No good. And now Marshfield comes back. Lost basketball picked up by Josiah Long. Three-on-one, bounces across Kraft. Lays it up and good. That's the way you run the three-on-one break. Jared has 20. Now here's Thornhill. He'll fire one up from way outside. No good. Three-on-two the other way. Kraft all the way. Lays it up and no good. But he got fouled by Cucci, and that'll be his third. So Jared Kraft to the line with 3 minutes to go. It's not put away yet. But it's getting pretty close. Jared Kraft at the line tonight has been very good, and this one's good. He is 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. Some will say, don't say that. You'll make him miss one. And I did. And no good. But a foul over the back on the rebound. And Aiden Judd with the foul. Number 3 on Aiden. 80-66. Clock running, 3 minutes to go. Out front, Chad, left corner, Fryman's got a three, and it's good. Boy, he is a good player. He's got 19 points. Make it 20 points. Front court, Kraft in the lane, 12-foot jump shot, back iron, no good. Rebound to Aiden Judd, he got fouled. Boyd Messick just fouled out of the ballgame. He fouls out with 2 points. So Aiden Judd to the line. We'll get a substitution here for the Blue Jays, and they'll enter Riker Letterman back in the game. He shot the ball pretty well off the bench early. Had a three to go with his 5 points. 2:35 left in the ballgame, 80-69. And good. Aiden Judd with 25. And no good. Rebound tip, saved by Moore, but it's picked up by Fryman. Fryman cut off to the point, left corner. Three ball is no good. Rebound caught by Moore. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Now gets it over Josiah Long. Up the left side, Ethan. Now Miller gives it to Moore. Top of the circle, it's Ethan Miller. Judd hands it to Moore. He'll circle back outside and reset the offense. 2:05 to go. Up by 12. this is precisely what West Plains needs to do here in this situation. The clock is your friend all the way down the key. Kraft drives, lays it up off the board, and good. Well, they went to sleep a little bit on him there, and Kraft now has 23. And now a ball thrown away at the other end, but it's going to be touched last by West Plains. 1:45 to go. This one's in the bag, 83-69. West Plains will pick up their ninth win of the year. Inbound play, lob it out front. Right wing, Fryman. Three is way short. Rebound picked up by Kraft. West Plains comes back, 1:35 to go, all the way to the hole. Puts it up and in. Jared Kraft now with 25. Timeout call by Marshfield. Full timeout, 1:25 left to go with the score, 85-69. West Plains on top. Back in a minute on KDY.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new HughesNet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains on the verge of being 9-13. A road win will look good on the resume as you head to districts. Out front, ball knocked away, nearly stolen by Josiah Long. And it goes out of bounds, Marshfield ball. 1:21 to go. Just a matter now what the final score is going to be in this game. Coochie in the front court. We got Thornhill. Terrible pass across, stolen. Back the other way, 2-on-2 break. Layup by Moore is good. Jacob Moore gets the lay, and they were going to call goaltending anyway. Fryman out front. Coochie out front now. Fryman has it. Goes to the right, and he'll be blocked by Jacob Moore. That is team foul four on West Plains in this quarter. 1:08 left. We will wrap this up quickly when this game is over. Here's the inbound play. Fryman gets it in to Thornhill. Thornhill, left-handed, goes to his left. Backdoor cut. Chad cutting down the lane. Fryman lays it up and good. And we get a whistle and a foul on the shot. Gavin Kinslow will pick up a foul on that play, his first. There's several things you want to do right now. One of them is not foul. Ryman missed the free throw. Rebound, Gavin Kinslow. He'll bring it up. Penetrate. Fake. Drive, left-hand layup, no good. Why are we shooting the ball? 48 seconds left. Left wing, three ball, Thornhill, no good. Rebound, Josiah Long. His pass up the floor. It's going to be deflected out of bounds with 39 seconds left. 87-71. Now Miller in the front court. 34 seconds to go. Lob over the top to nobody in particular. Kinslow gets it back to Long. He'll drive, wrap around pass, lay up by Bronson Dunbar. It's good. At the point, Chad drives down the lane, left hand high off the board, no good. Got a foul on the play. The clock, 11.7 to go. 89-71. And the shooter here is Silas Chad. What a night. Aiden Judd and Jared Kraft combining for 25. First try, no good by Silas Chad. Next try is good. .8972. Front court, Josiah Long drives in, bounces it across. He'll shoot it on the baseline, ball blocked, and that's the ball game. Final score, 89-72. West Plains comes away with the win, and they go now to 9-13 on the year. Let's check the scoring. West Plains again with Jacob Moore and Aiden Judd each with 25 points tonight. With 8 points, Jacob Moore. And it should not be overlooked, Caleb Cobb only had six, but he made two threes in the first quarter. They were really big and really helped West Plains get started. Josiah Long with a good game off the bench with 16 points. Two for Bronson Dunbar and four for Gavin Kinslow. West Plains wins at 89-72, and they move on now to Friday night. It'll be a doubleheader at West Plains High School. We'll have both games here on the radio and live stream as West Plains will play Carl Junction. Until then, thanks to Drew Joyce doing the engineering work here on the video side. Jim Lambert back on the audio side. Final 89-72, Harlan Hutchison saying so long from Marshfield, Missouri.